since in Springfield there will be a major celebration this coming May, I want to indicate some of the ways in which the Springfield experience in 1865 was actually unique. And I'll also highlight some of the groups in the population that were most involved in the ceremonies. There were lots of children, for example. Teddy Roosevelt was a witness to the funeral procession in New York City when he was a small child. The famous sculptor Augustus St. Gaudens, who created the magnificent statue in Chicago in Lincoln Park in the 1880s, he was present in New York City for the funeral ceremonies and walked by the coffin of Abraham Lincoln at the New York City Hall when he was a teenager. And so one can imagine this had a tremendous impact on him. Not only did he walk by the coffin once, he immediately got back in line outside and waited hours more to see Lincoln's face a second time. So those are just a couple of the details of the ceremonies that are examples of what I will mention in my talk.
Do you feel that the way Lincoln was mourned after his assassination, I mean, we already know what he accomplished as president, but did it change the view of him that people had then and even still today?
Well, I don't know that it itself changed the view that people had of him then or that we have of him today, but it certainly showed a lot of ways in which views of him differed at the time. Some Americans felt one way about him, others felt another way, and in my talk I'll try to make clear what some of those differences were. I do feel that the major result or consequence of the funeral ceremonies was to imbue the American population with a deep feeling that, you know, most Northerners already had upon the assassination of Lincoln, but it really made sure that those feelings about Lincoln were passed on to the next generation. That's the importance of families taking their children to see the body of Abraham Lincoln and the funeral processions of 1865. And those children, when they were adults in 1909, at the 100th anniversary of Lincoln's birth, they made eminently clear how much they still cared about Lincoln. 1909 is, in effect, a revival, almost a civic religious revival of Abraham Lincoln, with major attention focused now on the Gettysburg Address. Plaques with the Gettysburg Address inscribed on them were placed in cities all over the North, in public places, in private buildings. I feel like the ceremonies of 1865 had that very important consequence for the future.
His corpse traveling all of this distance on display for as long as it was, what was the impact of people being able to see that and what were their thoughts about it?
The whole idea of Lincoln's body itself is much more important to 19th century Americans than we today remember. And that's true of Lincoln's body when he was alive. People were intensely interested in how he looked, in how tall he was, in how they, in their words, ugly he was, and how he dealt with his own supposed ugliness. That's hard for us to fathom because I think today we don't really imagine him as having been ugly ourselves. We therefore are surprised when we read 19th century sources that dwell on this, not only when he was alive, but after his death, too. And so the whole subject of his body is something I'm trying to bring forward in this talk, as I'm trying to do it in a book that will come out next year. The subject of his body, I think, has been mainly forgotten today because we are so intensely interested in his words. Historians and popular writers alike have really focused on his speeches, I think almost to the exclusion of what was also a big interest in the 19th century, namely his body. The impact of this interest during the funeral train was simply that many people feared that a trip of the length that funeral train took April 21st to May 4th, when his actual interment ceremony took place. It wasn't a burial yet, but it was a placing of his body in the above-ground public vault at Oak Ridge Cemetery. The fear people had was that by putting him on public display for such a long time, it would actually turn out to be disrespectful of Lincoln if his body was put on view too much. It would just have this negative consequence, along with the positive consequence of showing, letting people have access to his body, which they intensely desired, and also honoring him in the correct ritual ways by funeral processions in so many cities. It was ultimately 12 cities, counting both Washington, D.C. and Springfield, Illinois, that had public viewings of Abraham Lincoln's body after his death. So that whole debate over how honor was in danger of turning into dishonor is part of the talk that I'll be giving.
You've also found that Lincoln was received differently in different locations, such as when he got back to the Springfield area, for example. People didn't view him necessarily as the slain president. They viewed him as somebody that they knew. He was sort of a neighbor and a friend. And
this is a tremendously important part of the story, and I will definitely emphasize this in my talk, since I'll be coming to what always seems to me Lincoln Central, Springfield, Illinois. I want to highlight the way in which, as soon as he even arrived in Chicago, there was a difference in the reports of the journalists on the train. They were overwhelmed by the response of citizens in Illinois in general, and then in Springfield in particular, to the whole arrival of Lincoln. There was a tangible difference in the intensity and the passion and the warmth. The whole issue of whether his body had been left on the road too long just disappeared when people were able in Illinois to receive him as if he were a family member. That is an overwhelming fact of the Illinois part of the trip, and so I will show how important that was in the early days of May, especially in 1865.